This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back to another episode. Q&A with Koloff, Nupkita Koloff. Questions and answers. Of course, if you've listened to this format before, you know the tables are flipped. I'm usually the one asking all the questions on the Man Up show, but here on the Q&A show, you, essentially the audience, get the chance to ask me some questions. And so with me on the show today, Lori. And Lori, I'm afraid I'm going to butcher your last name. Say your last name for me.
It is Cuyaba.
See, I would have butchered that. I was almost like just like looking at how it was, what do they say, phonetically spelt or whatever.
Right. You can't do that with a name like Cuyaba.
Tell me, what's the background on that name? What is that? What's the heritage
Polish.
On that?
It's a Polish heritage
Polish.
Name.
And say it one more time for me.
Cuyaba.
Cuyaba.
Oh, you did so well. Yeah. You got it your first time.
Yay. Awesome. It has to be the Russian background, I'm thinking, Lori.
probably. That's it. You're right.
Yeah. Which, tongue-in-cheek, of course. And I promise you listeners out there, if you saw how her name was spelled, you would not think it would sound like that. But that's amazing. So, well, very good. You're where?
You
where are you at?
You are talking to me. I am in close to South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana. Okay.
And home of the Fighting Irish.
I'm guessing that you live in you're a Fighting Irish fan.
Yes, for the most part. I love Purdue too, but
yeah. The Boilermakers, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm definitely familiar with both, but definitely familiar with the Boilermakers, being a Minnesota Big Ten guy, Minnesota Gophers, who over the years had to play, and I believe still do play the Boilermakers, Purdue Boilermakers.
I think they do.
Wonderful. So South Bend, Indiana, and Lori, what keeps you busy in South Bend, Indiana?
What keeps me busy is that I am a director for an early learning center.
Okay.
And right now, we just opened, and most of our children are 1 and 2.
Wow, okay.
So I'm going to tell you, you had no tougher opponent than I have had when you were in the ring than some of these 1s and 2s. Oh, my goodness.
You know what's funny? Well, not funny. I was in Tennessee recently visiting. You know, I have 3 daughters that live over there. There's 8 grandchildren that live over there. And some are 1 and 2. And so in sitting back as a grandfather, a granddad, in observation, my daughters have their hands full with their 1 and 2 year olds. So I can actually totally relate to what you're saying.
Yes, it gets busy at times. Yes, sir.
So 1 and 2. And then what's your you teach? What's your role with that?
I run the center, take care of all the administration, and I teach.
Okay.
So I stay busy.
What do you teach 1 and 2 year olds?
Well, we're working on language, nature and learning about the breeze and the grass and just giving things names, basically, is what we do.
Okay. Lori, you should teach them Russian.
I would if I knew it. All we know is Shetoeta.
Shetoeta, come on.
All we know. But you were funny sometimes.
You were funny, said to me quite like, so is that like real, made up? What is that? And I loved your response. I loved your response to my response. You go, I think I got my answer. Because people ask me that all the time. I'm like, just going to have to keep you in mystery, that's going to have to remain in mystery, you know.
Well, so. You know, like you would not put Cuyahoga with the way that's spelled. I had no idea how to spell Shatowata.
Well, and it's funny, like people on social media stuff, like they'll try to spell it S-H-A, you know, they'll come up with all these different C-H-A, you know, just all the different spellings, and I just have to laugh. Now, for the record, okay, I don't speak fluent Russian, but I do. I speak four languages because I can count to 10 in Russian.
Well, there you go. That counts. You're
that
right.
That counts, right? Russian, German, good. Spanish, and I mastered English now, so I can count to 10 in all four languages.
Good for you.
Are you proud
here,
of me?
I'd give you a sticker. Hey,
you're a teacher. Are you proud of me, Lori?
I am so proud of you.
I appreciate that. So, and now, Lori, so do you have children of your own? Or
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay, but you have a heart for children, obviously.
I do. My dad kind of brought me up under his, how do I want to put it? My dad was a Sunday school superintendent.
Okay.
Had a class of 150 fourth graders.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. He was good at what he did, and he just kind of brought me up that way. He trained me up in the way I should go.
Well, that's a good dad and a good word right there. And now brothers and sisters or only child?
I have an older brother. Okay. Actually, I work for him. I work for Five Star Life. Oh. We okay. just opened the Early Learning Center as a division of that, but. We are changing the face of education.
Awesome.
And well, that's what we do. And then I have a younger sister.
Awesome. So you're right in the middle.
I am. I am the good stuff in the middle of the Oreo cookie.
No, oh, I like that. That's good. There's some listeners out there that will probably reuse that one. That's good. I like that. Well, kudos to you, and I think it's just wonderful what you're doing and investing in, and I like to say sowing into 1 and 2 year olds, and I know you need lots of prayer working with 1 and 2 year olds. Your hands
yes,
are full.
Please, thank you.
So, well, let's. I know we first connected through Twitter, and again, I appreciate your availability today to be able to come on the Q&A show, and I really don't. For the most part, have any idea what you might throw out there today? But let's jump into a couple three questions here and just have some fun. So
the
floor is yours. Question number one.
Okay, sir, I believe I heard you say that you love history. Is this correct?
I do love history. I've become a lover of history. That's correct.
Okay, and I am as well. So here's your first question.
Okay,
you have 1 hour to spend with any historical figure. From the past 300 years, who would it be and why?
You know, I believe it or not, I was recently asked this question. It's amazing that you're answering that. Because the first name, and I got to think about the why part, because my response was, I don't know why that name popped in my head. But, yeah, well, let me say this. The obvious answer, well, you said within 300 years. Okay, I can't give the obvious one. Okay, so I'll just go to the other name that popped in my head. Winston Churchill. Winston
really?
Churchill popped in my head when I was asked that question recently. And I'm like, looking back and you know, he was, again, I don't know, I've never read his biography or anything of that nature, but I know enough to know it seems like he was very pivotal in leading England in their charge in World War II. And of course, one of the most famous lines or speeches I think he gave was never, never give up, you know, never, never, never give up. And I'm like, man, maybe it's because I identify with that part of him and that he was a man who was going to never give up. And that's really, I guess, if I think about myself, that's been kind of my mantra or my attitude and anything I've done is to not give up. So Winston Churchill, Lori.
Okay. All right. Question number two. You are standing before God Almighty.
Uh-oh.
And he says, son, you were, how do you want him to finish that sentence?
Son, you were faithful, you were loyal to our cause, and you finished the race well. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Oh, okay. All right, that was a good answer. And number three. Yes. Number three, Jesus said, "Occupy until I come." You have been so successful in your life that someone looking into your life from the outside would say there's probably nothing left for you to accomplish. However, since Jesus said, "Occupy," we know that we have to have dreams and visions. So what's a dream or a goal or a vision for Nikita Koloff?
Lord, that's another great questions. Okay, so Stu Epperson, Truth Radio Network, a year and a half ago, reached out to me and said, "We need to talk." And I'm like, okay. And so he drove down, spent 3 hours at my house, made him lunch, and he said, "You need a weekly radio show. You need a podcast." And I was like, "I don't know about all that," because, you know, I've had others say to me in the past, "You need a podcast." I'm like, "Well, I don't have time for that." You know, I mean, I travel a lot, right? And you know, whether I'm preaching on a Sunday morning or facilitating a Man Up conference, or Lex Luger and I co-facilitate a camp called Man Camp. It's a fully engaging 5-day catalyst to challenge men to really to teach, train, equip men, and deploy men to occupy, as you said, till Jesus comes back and send them home to be hopefully better godly men, godly husbands, godly fathers. And so I'm like, man, podcast, radio show, what's all that going to involve? And so it was like, Lord, it was like an aha moment for me, because part of my prayer has been, Lord, how can I expand my reach? Now, I've been to 30 countries so far, all 50 states so far. And I said, how can I expand my influence, expand my reach? How can I further build the kingdom of God? And then it was like, aha. Well, hello. I mean, the radio waves, the airwaves, the podcast platforms. What better way than to do that? So we launched that September of 2020. We launched the Man Up Show, and eventually we added the what you and I are on right now, the Q&A with Koloff. We eventually added that, and then most recent, the Man Up Minute as well. And so I say that to say this. So we launch it, and it's successful. In fact, I've got to get the most updated numbers on this. But at last count, the podcast has been downloaded in 52 countries. And it may be even more at this point. I'm not sure. But I'm not satisfied with that. Here's what I mean by that. My initial goal, when I had the vision for this, so you're talking about having a vision and dreams, and was, okay, I want this show, my heart's desire is for this show to be downloaded in over 100 countries, which would be literally half the world, right?
Right.
I think there's approximately 200 countries on the planet, so over 100. And then we want to syndicate the radio show ultimately and get it on 200-300 stations across America. And so we're just scratching the surface on that. And so that would really expand the reach. And one more thought on that. You know, when I sat down with Stu and Robbie, who's here in studio with me today, who makes all this sound good and is very, very helpful. I said my ultimate goal would be not to, you know, just build another platform for Nikita Koloff. You know, I had a platform in wrestling or whatever, but take advantage of that platform. My focus, my heart's desire now is to build the kingdom of God. And so if I can occupy till he comes back and impact more and more and more people's lives now through radio, through podcasting, and ultimately even television, right? Because I've had experience, then that's part of the vision, part of the goal for Nikita Koloff, to occupy till he comes back.
That's awesome. All right.
Well, so great questions. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. I had fun.
So Lori up in South Bend, keep Lori in your prayers up in South Bend, Indiana, as she works with those 1 and 2 year olds and her brother and in your own way, making your own impact on some young lives and being able to I love what you said. But, you know, my dad trained me up in the way I should go, and now it sounds like you're having the opportunity to pass that on to a lot of youngsters.
Well, thank you.
Well, great to have you. Well, thank you for tuning in to Q&A with Koloff, questions and answers. And, hey, if you'd like to get a personal phone call from the Russian nightmare, Nikita Koloff, submit your questions. Go to my website, koloff.net, www.koloff.net. Email me. Submit your questions. And oh, by the way, check out some of the books I've written. You can link to the podcast, link to the Man, learn more about the Man Up Conference. You can connect with me like Lori did on Twitter and all the social media. Thanks for dialing in today, and we'll catch you again on another episode of Q&A with Koloff. God bless you.
This is the Truth Network.